On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 24, and Peking at 22 is Emelahleni.
In Gauteng, the one southbound, a stationary vehicle at Pretoria Main Road after the off-ramp at Donnie Ubad. Please try to avoid that.
The formal bail application of the leader of the International Pentecost Holiness Church has been postponed to March next year. Michael Santlana briefly appeared before the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Court. The defense indicated it wasn't ready to proceed with the application. Who is he and what did he do? Cliff Shuko has more.
Michael Santlana was arrested last week on corruption charges alongside Pretoria High Court Judge Pusha Pahlani and two others. Santlana is accused of giving multi-million rand kickbacks to Judge Pahlani to influence the court case that will determine him as the church's rightful leader in the church succession battle. His lawyer, advocate Michael Hellens.
Once we've got all our necessary facts together for the purpose of a bail application, we will be trying to enroll a bail application for my client.
Outside court, hundreds of church members held placards demanding the release of their spiritual leader from custody. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
And the Minister of Higher Education, Buti Manamela, says he's concerned about allegations that degrees are for sale at the Vol University of Technology. According to Manamela, it took the institution a year to act on a whistleblower's report. Now his spokesperson, Matsepo Sedad, says they want answers and proof of consequent management.
The minister reiterates that the sale of degrees is a criminal offence. Should the university's internal processes prove insufficient, it is a matter that the department will take to the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, commonly known as the Hawks.
In the east rand of Gauteng, then, the city of Ekurhuleni confirmed that its head of legal risk services, advocate Kemi Behari, has been placed on precautionary suspension. The move comes amid ongoing internal investigations into the department. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
The city emphasized that the suspension does not imply guilt and is intended solely to protect the integrity of ongoing investigations and safeguard municipal interests. It is conducted in line with the local government disciplinary regulations for senior managers. Officials also confirmed that the matter remains under internal review. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Moving abroad, the U.S. government has halted immigration applications for citizens from 19 nations. It includes Afghanistan, Yemen and Haiti, as well as Venezuela, Sudan and Somalia. And finally, the clock is ticking for social media platforms in Australia to get ready for the implementation of a ban for users under the age of 16. But not everyone is having it. YouTube attacked the ban a bit earlier, saying it's a rush job. But there's keen interest in whether these sweeping world-first restrictions can work as regulators around the globe are wrestling with the potential harmful effects for young people. I'm Marlene Frischier. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2 or visit jacaranfm.com. Click on news.